Well, this is Billy Brim, and I just want to say good morning to you, my friends. I was in Minnesota, and a lady came up to me, and she identified her town and her state, Wisconsin, and it was just, she said, "That's who I am," you know, and it's like the voices that I hear. And if I hear your voice and I'm out somewhere, I'm going to know you. I was thrilled this morning to hear from Newcastle, Delaware. When I hear your name and your town, and I think about maybe a meeting that I was in there even years ago, like Loveland, Colorado, and Melbourne, Florida, and it just brings back good memories. I also heard this morning a couple of you saying Chag Sameach, recognizing that we're in the wonderfully prophetic Feast of Tabernacles, or Sukkot, which prophesies when all the harvests are in, and there's great, great joy, and the Lord has set up his kingdom right here on earth, the visible kingdom. So we're rejoicing with our friends in Israel, and then we're looking forward to the fulfillment of this. And welcome to quite a few of you from Canada today, and Belgium, and the Netherlands. And when I get the report, I'm sure I'll find I missed some of the states. I came on this line at 12 minutes till, and there were already 34 of you on the line. So this is wonderful that we have such a bonding and such a unity to go before our Lord. And really, I kind of just have one thing on my mind, but it's very all-inclusive. And I woke up this morning thinking about a prayer that Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, of course, my life is very much influenced by him. And our nation, the United States of America, it's a blessing to the other nations when we are in our rightful place. And we have challenges right here in the nation. And I was reminded when I woke up about a prayer that Brother Hagin had prayed. I went upstairs and I found one, not quite the one I was looking for, but it's in the same vein. So here's what I want to talk about. I was also up, I saw Max this weekend, my friend who had come out of Islamic, you know him, and he's in my book, first of all. And if you don't have that book, well, you can order it from us, and we'll be glad to send it to you. You can go online, or you can just call toll-free, 1-800-972-3447. And I tell about Max, and I tell about how he saw that Donald Trump was going to be president. The book's called, first of all, In the Awakenings. The Lord told us to pray in an awakening. And so the first thing I want to bring up to you today is because I think America's in trouble right now in a way that we can help with prayer. I wrote a prayer letter to my partners, and this is something from that prayer letter. It's one from quite a ways back, and I had written in it our prayer assignments from the Lord. Out here at Prayer Mountain, we have a noon prayer, which many of you join us in, 12 noon on Wednesdays, and then we have a Sunday afternoon prayer. And June 29th, so in this letter that I wrote my prayer partners, I gave a brief review at that time, which was 2011. I gave a brief review of our prayer assignments. On June 29, 2008, we were assigned to pray in an awakening in America. The word came, one thing will save America, Israel, and the nations. It is an awakening to God. So our worldwide prayer network was assigned to pray in an awakening. We talked about it, preached about it, and I've written that book about it now. First of all, and the awakenings. That was June 29, 2008. May 8, 2011, it was Mother's Day, a Sunday, and I awoke
with this instruction from the Lord. Pray in a leader or leaders. Awakenings require leaders. And then the Lord made me to know about the prayer of Hannah and how she had prayed in the leader. Now, remember, this is May 8th, 2011 on a Sunday. I was reminded just thinking about our former Muslim friend Max and how he said that Donald Trump, the Lord told him in an open-eyed vision that he had been preparing Donald Trump to be the president of the United States for in the election of 2012, but that he was not ready. Now, that came to my mind this morning when I see that it was May 8th, 2011, that God told us and gave us a strong prayer assignment to pray in a leader. So, in my May and June prayer partner letter of 2011, we posted that we needed to pray in a leader. And so this is what happened that night. I had gone to bed on Saturday night, May 7, thinking about the power of a certain mother's prayer. It was Mother's Day the next day. Hannah, the mother of Samuel. When we had our Sunday corporate prayer meeting, it unfolded under the Spirit's direction, and we saw that Israel was in dire straits when Hannah prayed. Israel's leader at the time was the high priest Eli, or we say Eli. He was very old, and his sons, to whom the priesthood was to fall, were in gross sin. Satan was surely behind that, trying to bring down the chosen nation through its heads. But God was at work. He had closed a woman's womb and gave her an intense desire for a son. So intense was her desire that she promised him to the Lord. We followed the scriptural account in detail in 1 Samuel chapter 2, 1 through 10. We emphasized her powerful prophetic prayer of praise and thanksgiving. Hannah prayed in a son, Samuel, and he proved to be the leader that Israel had to have. He was not, however, the only leader her prayer birthed. For she said, it's recorded in 1 Samuel 2:5, the barren hath borne seven. Yet, when we count the children she physically gave birth to in verse 21, we can count only six, three sons and two daughters, and the child Samuel. So who's the seventh that she prayed in? The answer is in verse 10 of her prophetic praise in the second chapter. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. His anointed is the word in the Hebrew, Mashiach, or Messiah. This is the first mention of the Mashiach, his anointed one, and it calls him his king, Messiah. The Jews referred to him as the King Messiah. So Hannah indeed bore seven. Her prayer birthed Israel's ultimate leader, its King Messiah. So on that Sunday, May 8th, 2011, the Lord gave us a new assignment. It is a further direction. It was a further direction in our assignment given in 2008 to pray in an awakening. He told us awakenings need leaders, and he gave us the assignment to pray in a leader for America. Now, what I'm reading to you now was written in 2011. This leader can be governmental. This leader or leaders can be a spiritual leader. We don't know, and we know better than to mix politics with this. Hannah had no idea what all was in her prayer, but she did know that she had intense desire. We are asking God to give us the intense desire to pray in this leader, his hand and his plan desires. And America requires to fulfill her destiny. What I read to you just then was something I wrote in a prayer letter in 2011. I believe, and I think I'm not being political about this, although politics in the Bible, he had, like for instance, he had Joseph right next to Pharaoh. He had Daniel right next to Nebuchadnezzar. We see in the Bible that God had influential people in the political realm. And so I noticed right here that one of the reasons we were told we had to pray in a leader was so that America could fulfill its destiny. Tony and Brenda are on the line. They went the other night when President Trump was in Springfield, Missouri. And he enumerated, as I've heard him do on several of his speeches lately, things that he has enacted that bless the church. This was in answer to a prayer, a prophecy, a fulfillment of a prophecy given by Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, that we would have a president that would help the church. Now remember what God told to Max. He said, I put him in office for three purposes, so that I, through him, could bless America, could bless Israel, and could bless Jerusalem. And of course, the blessings would come to others of our allies and our friends around the world. Now, I actually this morning, what God spoke to me about this morning was a prayer Kenneth E. Hagin prayed. So I got upstairs and I went in on my computer and I searched out something that I'm going to read to you right now, because I believe our country and those that we influence need to pick this up. And you're the prayers. You're the ones who can do it. Brother Hagin was out at prayer and healing school. This was October 4th, 1979, just about this time of year. He had had an experience with the Lord all the night before. When it was finished, he said he was caught up so in the spirit. It was 4:20 in the morning in 1979. Now, he saw something that reminded him of something he saw back in 1970. So what I'm reading to you is what he told the prayer group, his prayer group, our prayer group out at Rhema, what he told us in 1979, and I was there. You'll find that out later when I just actually read what he said. So he's talking about something now that he saw last night in 1979. He said, reminded me of what I saw back in 1970. I saw coming up out of the Atlantic Ocean three great big black-looking frog-like beings. They were much bigger than a frog, as big as a whale. And yet they look like frogs, three of them. They stuck their head tips out of the Atlantic. One of them jumped up in the air and was going to land on our country. Jesus said to me, I told you back in 1970, now here you know I was there because he says, and we've got Billy Brim, our editor of the Word of Faith, right here, she knows. We've got the tapes of that prayer in the school healing in 1970, and in 1970, the Lord said, I told you about interceding and praying for the nation. I told you because you saw three similar dark objects and beings coming up out of the Atlantic and leap across the land. And you saw them leapfrog all the way across the land. One of them was riots and disturbances. One of them had to do with the political scene and with what happened to President Nixon. That would have been Watergate. And the heads of the government. One of them had to do with the economic situation of the country. Now, here's what Jesus said. If you and the Christians had done what you should have done, none of these things would ever have happened to your nation. You would not have had the riots. You would not have had the disturbances. Mr. Nixon and Watergate. Mr. Nixon would never have made the mistake he made. In fact, he said, I'm holding the church responsible for Mr. Nixon's mistake. I began to weep and cry and said, oh, my God, Yea, he said, I'm holding you responsible and the church. Now, he said, I know you tell that to some of the Christians and they'll laugh. But, he said, you wait before they stand before my judgment seat and see if they laugh then, when they were the ones that I'll hold responsible and receive the condemnation and not Mr. Nixon. He said to me, because if Christians had done what I told them to do in the Bible and prayed for the leaders of the nation, they would have kept the evil spirits from operating. And now Brother Hagin goes back to speaking to the prayer group in 1979, just himself. Are you listening? We're responsible before God Almighty. The same thing, similar things, not the same things, but different things are about to happen. First of all, these things sticking their heads up, and you have to realize this, I saw them come out of the Atlantic Ocean, but that doesn't mean it's an ocean. When the Bible speaks of a multitude of people, it speaks of a sea rising up, a sea of people. Sinners, Brother Hagin Steele teaching, are dominated by the devil. They're in his kingdom. There will arise, unless the Christians pray, there will be another, not for the same purposes that the riots came, but there will be riots and tumults and disturbances all across the nation. This is Brother Hagin talking in 1979, but I see it happening now. Secondly, he's talking in 1979, there's something about to happen to Mr. Carter that should not happen. Carter was president, and will not happen if you will pray. And that's one of the purposes of this prayer school, is that we'll take authority over the devil and bind him up. And thirdly, there's something about to happen again that'll bring trouble in the economic scene, the financial structure. But we can stop all three of them. We can stop the upheaval in the social structure of tumults and riots and disturbances. We can stop the upheaval and the activity of the devil in the political scene of your nation. We can stop the devil in disrupting the financial scene of our nation. I believe that we can intercede. There's more than 10 of us. He'll do it for our sakes. And of course, he's referring to the intercession that Abraham made. Yea, but I'll tell you, I've had people say to me, you know, as long as the Democrats are in, it's not going to happen. And then when the Republicans get in, the Democrats will say, as long as the Republicans are in, it's not going to happen. If you're going to be politically minded, you will never make much of a Christian. You're going to have to put first things first, not politics first, if you're a Christian. The Bible says, I would therefore, I exert, first of all, that prayers, supplications, thanksgivings, intercessions be made for all men, for kings. And most of those kings he was talking about, Brother Hagin said, were ungodly. They didn't even believe in God. But what's he saying? That we might lead a quiet and peaceable life. He's saying, for your sake, if you'll pray and intercede, then God will see that there's tranquility. Even though the king is an infidel and doesn't even believe in God. Because you prayed, because you've got authority, because you gave God permission then to rule. And can you see that, he said? And not Satan to rule the kingdom and the nation. Then he says to the people, I want you to stand with me again. Let's keep saying it here as we continue to intercede. And he said, we miss it because people think, they hear me teach about the prayer of faith, and they think, well, you can pray one prayer and that's the end of it. You don't have to pray anymore. You just thank God for the answer. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for healing. You can do that. You can pray the prayer of faith for anything God promised right now. But there are other things that you cannot pray the prayer of faith on. One of them is this scene we're talking about here. That's the reason you have to continue to make intercession. You have to continue to pray. Now I want you to follow me. I want you to shut your eyes and lift your hand and follow me in this prayer. Let your heart agree with it. If your heart can't agree with it, hang around till after service and I'll pray with you and get you saved. Then your heart can agree with it. So then he has the people stand up. This is at the Prayer and Healing School in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and to pray in unison. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are your children. We have been born again. We are born of God. We take authority on this earth in the name of Jesus because you have given us authority. You have given us the right to use your name. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we break the power of the devil over the political scene of our nation. Satan, take your hand off the politics. Take your hand off the government of our nation. There shall be peace. There shall be peace. There shall be tranquility. Satan, take your hand off the economical scene of our nation. Satan, take your hand off the social scene of our nation. We command every foul spirit to stop in your maneuvers, to cease in your actions, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, that all men may come into the knowledge of the truth. Now lift up your other hand and thank God. We're thanking him, we're thanking him, we're thanking him for what? For the answer. Thanking him for the deliverance. Thanking him for the victory. Hallelujah to Jesus. And so I took time to read all of that to you because I know our nation needs it. We especially see that social upheaval. We see that social upheaval regarding the voting of Justice Kavanaugh. We see it regarding so many things. And I was reminded this morning of when Brother Hagin led the people in how to pray about that. And I trust you got something from that you can take away from this phone call, that you can take away today. And remember, he said, you don't just pray once about this, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan, you get your hands off that hearing. You get your hands off that opposition to Justice Kavanaugh. In the name above all names, we lift up the senators. We lift them up. You get your hands off those senators, Satan. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind you. You will not be able to speak to them. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up our senators. We lift them up, Father, to yield to you, to make the right decisions. In the name above all names, Father, we lift up our midterm elections. In the name above all names, Holy Father, speak to the people. Speak to your people concerning those candidates in every state of this union, concerning those candidates that you can move on and that they will be influenced, Father, by God to make godly decisions. Holy One, we're asking you in the name of Jesus to surely it's time. We know that judgments begin, and surely it's time for the wicked to be removed. If someone is absolutely wicked and they will not yield to God, Father, please remove them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Satan, you get your hands off our midterm elections. In the name, above all names, those money routes, those monies, those huge money amounts. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we say that their influence will fall to the floor, and people will literally be sickened by the mudslinging and the things that are going forth as if they were Ishtadimotanda truth when they're really lies. Holy Father, I lift up this prayer group. Lord God, I know these people believe in power of prayer. Dear Lord, help them to pray. I'm asking your prayers for the Autumn Assembly. It's coming up so very soon. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, draw the people to the assembly. I know, folks, that you can watch online and people can watch online. But the Bible clearly says not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together, so much more as you see the day approaching. And I believe this is because the Lord can do things in the body assembled that he cannot get done in the body individually. Of course he can get things done for us when we pray individually. But there's a greater, the corporate anointing is so much greater. This phone call right here. I tell you, I sense the Spirit come down on me, rise up in me, surround me when I'm on this phone call with you. Right now I do. And because it counts. It counts in the annals of heaven. And it brings something called the corporate anointing. And so, Holy Father, I pray for the corporate anointing to come upon us in the autumn assembly. And I ask you to make it possible and put upon the hearts of people to come and be with us and to provide their monies to come and watch over their trips as they come here and bless their families while they're here. Holy Father, in Jesus' name, we are having child care up to, I think it's about first grade or so. So, Father, there are mothers that can come in Jesus' name. And we lift them up, that praying group of young mothers. We hear from them all the time. Some of them talk about gathering their children around when they pray. And if you watch our noon prayer, you know that we have mothers that bring their children there. We want to teach our children to pray. And, oh, my goodness, are they ever strong prayers. That Isaac, he can get things from God. Oh, glory to God. And, Father, we just praise you. I lift up this prayer group. I'm going to be traveling this week. Shelley's going to be, she's sharing something today at noon prayer, actually that the Lord showed her from Brother Hagin's teachings again. It was so good. And it blessed me. She shared it with Terry Pearson's down at Brother Copeland's. And don't forget, when you're praying for those in authority, that you pray for our spiritual leaders, that you lift up Kenneth Copeland. Oh, Father, let's just do it right now. Holy Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up Brother Copeland and that great ministry that you've raised up there, how it's blessed me, Billy Brim, personally, how it's blessed so many of us. You tell me when I'm out there. Oh, Father, we lift up Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. We lift them up for the manifestation of God in their lives today. For Terry and George Pearson's and that important role that they play in Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Oh, Father, I'm trusting you today that they'll sense the very presence of the Lord come down upon them. Oh, Prostiana, we pray for all those in the body of Christ. Provision, 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 provision to meet every need, every seed. Oh, God, you told us about seeds. How magnificent that they are, and they have the power of germination within them. Oh, Lord, we thank you for them. And I pray Shelley and Kylie are going to be traveling to Edmond, Oklahoma, where they're going to be in ministry. And I'm traveling to Collinsville. I'm going to be at our local church in Collinsville, Oklahoma, this Sunday morning and Sunday night. And I'm under instruction of the Lord to go back, and I'm going to stand right there where it happened and recall the visions and the revelation that he gave me on the glory of the Lord in the glorious church. I shared it in Minneapolis. There was an anointing on it, a great anointing. But I am expecting so much for our church in Collinsville, for the church in the earth, and for me personally. When at 10 o'clock Sunday morning and 6:30 Sunday evening, We'll have our services there at a glorious church in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And if you can, I hear you on here from Owasso and Ulaga and all around about when you identify yourself. So Tulsa, Broken Arrow. And if you can, come be with us. I know some of your churches don't have a Sunday night service, so we look forward to having you there. Oh, how we do praise you, Father, how we do thank you and give you glory and adoration for these people right here. I'm going to pray for them, Lord, that they'll have a marvelous day. Dear Lord, you know that there's a lot of things that I need to get accomplished today. And some of the things that I have to do are business related. And I ask an anointing for that upon me, Lord, in Jesus' name, so that I can have these things in order and I can go to Collinsville, which is nothing but you and nothing but the glory on my mind. Thank you, Holy Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are grand and wondrous and marvelous. And folks, I'm going to sit right now after I hang down this phone for you. I know some of you got to get to work or whatever. And I'm going to be ruling and reigning over my day right now. And if you want to join with me in praying that prayer in Ephesians, just know that when I hang this phone up, that's what I'm going to be doing. And so you'll be taking your own authority. I love you. I'm so blessed. Like one little couple from Wisconsin, the lady identified herself. I'm a Wilson, Wisconsin. So thank you so much, so much, so much. Praise the Lord. And hag sameach. Shalom, shalom.